Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Hey. Psachim Daf Hey, and we are on Dalet Amid Beis by the two dots, Tnan Hasam. So we're in the sugyas of Bitul Chametz as we got into and Bedikas Chametz. So now we get into when exactly does the Isser of Chametz kick in. Says the Mishnah later on Daf Yud Aleph, which is quoted right here. Tnan Hasam, Rabbi Meir Omer, Oakland, Kol Chametz, Besarfim, Betchila Sheish. What happens? Well, halacha is one is allowed to eat Chametz the entire fifth hour, and burn at the beginning of the sixth hour. Meaning, on a d'oraisa level, chametz, the Isra of chametz starts right at chatzos. But the Chachamim bumped it up, as we discussed already on Beis Mabeis. Rameir says that they bumped it up 1 hour. You could eat it the entire fifth hour, and just an hour before the Isser d'Oraisa, Sarvim b'tchila sheish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says there is an extra hour built in, and that's what we hold. Ochlin kol arba, there's an it, you could allow to eat chametz the entire fourth hour. By the end of the fourth hour, during the fifth hour, one is not allowed to eat chametz. One is not allowed to even get benefit from chametz. And tolan kol chametz, it hangs, you don't destroy it yet, v'sarvim t'chila sheish, and then one burns it at the beginning of the sixth hour. This is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Good. But everybody agrees, though, that chametz on a daraisa level becomes asur at chatzos. So how do we know that? What is the source for chametz becoming asur? Right? This could be the only holiday that there are isurim that kick in before the yontif. There's no isur of eating outside of a sukkah on Erev Sukkis. There's no isurim of Rosh Hashanah that start earlier. Only on Pesach, chametz, Pesach starts early. The chepsa shel mitzvah starts early. It's called chametz, it's called matzah already earlier, and that's related to Beis Shemzai that we'll discuss later on, the isur of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. But now we're eating this, or eating chametz on Erev Pesach starts at chatzos. This is machlokas Rabbi Meir Nabi Yehuda. We mentioned quickly the other day, the Shita of the Rambam and the Diyuk of the Brisker Rav on the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says when he formulates this halacha in halacha, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, he formulates the 2 hours very differently. Rabbi Huda just has, Ochlin Kalarva, Tolan Kochabe, Sarvim Tchil Sheish, sounds like just straight and chronologically what the halachas are. But from the Rambam, it sounds like conceptually there are different natures of these Isser Durabanan. I'll read the Rambam again because it has to do with this Gemara, this Machlokas that we just read. Asru Chachamim Le'echol Chametz Mitchilas Sha'ashishis Kidei Shelo Yiga Be'Isser Torah. The Chachamim Asr, you eating Chametz from the beginning of the sixth hour, so that you don't come to touch the Isser D'Oraisa. Umitchilas Sha'ashishis Yehe, and the Rambam explains a little more. Umitchilas Sha'ashishis Yehe Achametz Asr Ba'achila Ubahana'a kol sha'ashishis mi divrei sofrim v'shar hayom mishvius l'malam in haTorah. So Rama has 2 lines about the sixth hour. Chacham say you can't eat it, and from that time it is usher to eat and to get benefit. V'shar hayom it's daraisa v'shar sha'achamishis, and then the Rambam says the fifth hour ain ochlin b'chametz gzeira mishum yom hamaunan. The hour before, you're not allowed to eat it because the gzeir of Yom HaMe'unan Shemiyitta ben Chamishas Lashishas. Said the Brisker Rav, it sounds like the 2 hours that the Rabbanan added on are different. The first hour that one is not allowed to eat Chametz, but one can benefit from Chametz, is just an Isser Gavra. So I don't get confused and I have to be Machmir. And the second hour, the one that it is Asr Ba'ana, also the Chachamim gave it a Chefsa, gave the leaven, the status of Chefsa Shal Chametz on a Durabanan level 1 hour earlier. So again, we'll talk about that more, but that's the formulation of the Rambam and expanded upon by the Brisker Rav to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But everybody agrees that Chametz is Asr from the sixth hour. So Minolan, how do we know that? How do we know that? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, but Feirish does it, that Chametz is Asr d'Oraisa on Erev Pesach. So we have a couple of suggestions. Number one is Abaya. Amar Abaya Trei Kroik Sivi. Really, there are 2 psukim that describe, that are significant for us right now. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Shivas Yamim Sa'or Lo Yimatzei Bevatechem, 7 days Sa'or should not be found in your house. Right, Chametz, no Chametz in your house, the Isra Bal Yimatzei, Viksiv, Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisus Armi Batechem. But on the first day, you shall destroy Chametz from in your house. Remember we mentioned yesterday, Tashbisu, according to Rashi, Bittel is a form of Tashbisu. Tosfos argues, but it says on the first day you destroy your chametz. The question is, HaKetzad, what's going on here? For 7 days you're not allowed to have it in your house, and it says on the first day destroy it. But 1 minute, if you destroy it on the first day, then the first day you had it in your house, up until the time you destroyed it. So how do you understand these two psukim? Do you destroy it on the first day, then it's not a complete 7 days, or beforehand? So you must say, HaKetzad, L'rabos arba asar l'biur. So it must be, we must get rid of it on the 14th, on Erev, what we call Erev Pesach, the middle of what the Torah calls Pesach. Remember, Pesach is Erev Pesach in the Torah. In other words, Rishon in this pasuk does not mean first. Rishon means before. Prior to, Rashi says in the fourth to last wide line, Hai HaRishon, Rishon Kodem, L'kol Shiva Kamar. It's the first day, but it's really the prior day. It's the preceding day. That's what Ach Bayom HaRishon means, L'rabos Arba Asar L'bir. That's how you know that Chametz already becomes Asar beforehand, because you have to destroy it. Torah says to destroy the Chametz even on Erev Pesach, you have to understand this Pasuk in light of the other Pasuk. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Who says that's true? V'yema l'rabos lele chamisha asa l'bir. Maybe you're telling me the pasuk is going earlier. Maybe all it's telling me is that you have to destroy it the night. Maybe it's the first night of Pesach you have to destroy it. Why? I might have thought the sal k'taita chamina yomim ksiv yomim in lelo slow. I might have thought that chamitz is only asur from the daytime, the 7 days shivas yomim. Kamash Malan, Afilu Lelos, and that's the Chiddush, though. No, you have to destroy it even the night before. Maybe that's what Ach B'Yom HaRishon is adding. Not going back already to Erev Pesach, but Ein Lecha Bo El Chidusha, just going back a little bit, going back to the first night of Pesach. Because you would have thought Chametz is only Aser when you wake up in the morning. Says the Gemara, no. Hahulo Etzrichalei. No, you don't need a pasuk for that, for the night before. So if you don't need a pasuk for the first night of Pesach, you have to say the pasuk is going back to Erev Pesach. Why don't you need a pasuk for the night before? The ha iskish has pasas saor laachilas chametz. V'achilas chametz laachilas masa. Because there is a two-stage limud. Number one, destroying chametz is compared to the isser of eating chametz, and the isser of eating chametz is compared to the mitzvah of eating matzah. So if you say A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C as well. So what are these limudim as follows? Where do you see the isser of the mitzvah of destroying chametz is compared to the isser of eating chametz? Dechsiv shivas yamim saor lo yimatzei bevatechem ki kal ochel machmatzes v'nechrasa. So you see in the same pasuk lo yimatzei and achila. We'll have to talk about Hashem in the coming days. Is there a connection? We know, as we mentioned, that chametz, there are three surim related to chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz. You're not allowed to benefit from chametz. You're not allowed to have chametz in your house. Is there a connection between the isra of Bayura Bayimatzeh and the isra of Achila? What do you say? There's three independent surim. We already mentioned one connection. On that base, we mentioned the Ran. The Ran says that the isra of Bayura Bayimatzeh is a siyag d'oraisa for the isra of Achila. The Torah so much does not want you to eat chametz on Pesach. The Torah says you're not allowed to even have chametz in your house on Pesach. An example of a siyag d'oraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel has many, many examples of other siyagim d'oraisa, which hopefully we'll have to mention. So that's one example. But there could be, as we'll talk about, there could be other connections between the Isra Achila and the Isra Bayi Rabbi Yimatzeh. Here, the Gemara says there's a hekesh between them. The Gemara says that hashbasa sa'ar, getting rid of it, is compared to chametz in the pasuk. 7 days, you're not allowed to have it. Kikolochach machmetzes, whoever eats chametz, v'nechrasa will get karis. And then, v'achilas chametz, l'achilas matzah. And we compare the isra of eating chametz to the mitzvah of eating matzah. Dichsiv, kol machmetzas lo sochelu, b'chamosh moseichem, tochlu matzos. The same pasuk, you have the isra of eating chametz and the mitzvah of eating matzah. V'ksiv beba matzah, ba'erev tochlu matzos. And it says by matzah, you have to eat matzah that night, the night of the 15th of Nisan. So the Gemara says, what did we just do? We just proved that you don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to have chametz in your house on the first night of Pesach, because we already know that from this two-step limud. Matzah to chametz, to eating chametz, and eating chametz to Bayur HaBayimatzeh, which is getting rid of your chametz. So we already know that. So that's why the pasuk of Ach Bayom HaRishon must refer to an earlier stage, and that is on Erev Pesach. Good. Maybe there could be some a deeper idea here on the first line when we say we compare Bal Yerba Yimatze, the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz and the isser of eating chametz and then chametz achilas matzah. There is an interesting question that the Achronim ask, and that is hashpasa saor, getting rid of chametz. How am I supposed to understand that? The Gemara here compares getting rid of chametz to eating chametz. So eating chametz is for sure what we would call an isser bakum va'aseh, an active aveira. I eat chametz, I violate the aveira. So just like you can ask that question, most averos are an averos kum va'aseh. Once in a while you have an aveira b'shev al tase, lo sa'am od al dam re'echa, right? I violate by not doing something. Standing idly by. I violate by not doing something. Most of the errors, I do it. I eat something not kosher. I act in a machal Shabbos. But a couple of times you have averus b'shev al taseh. Sometimes it's not clear what it is. What about wearing shatness? I put something on, I don't realize that it's shatness. Somebody tells me that it's shatness. So now, I don't take it off. Is that kum va'aseh or is that shev al taseh? That's not 100% clear exactly what that is. But that is a question that we ask by every Avera. What about by mitzvos? Most mitzvos are also kum va'aseh. Once in a while you have a mitzvah b'shev al taseh as well. But the question is, what is the mitzvah of destroying chametz? Is it just to make sure what we would call it can be fulfilled passively? As long as I make sure there is no chametz in my house. So then, I don't buy chametz. I don't acquire chametz, I could be yotze the mitzvah that way. Or do I say no? It's an active mitzvah that must be fulfilled, that you have to actively go out and buy chametz. So the Rambam discusses that you might not get malchus unless you go out and buy chametz, which we'll mention again in a minute, but the Minchas Chinuch really made this issue and this question famous. Minchas Chinuch, which we're going to mention this Minchas Chinuch many times in this Pesachta, Be'ez Hashem, in mitzvah tes, on the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The Sefer HaChinuch says, "Lahasir kol lechem chametz mimishkenosenu biyomar ba'asar b'nisan." I have to remove all chametz from my dwelling place on the 14th of Nisan, as the pasuk says, "Ach biyomar Rishon tashbishus arvi batechem." And Rishon, as we know, means kodem lepesach, as our Gemara said. And the shorash of this mitzvah the Chinuch talks about is related to obviously chametz and matzah, and remembering the Nisan. Says the Minchas Chinuch, "V'hinei lechora yesh safek," and he has 5 or 6 nafkamina. There's a suffix, im ha-mitzvahs asehi. How do you understand this mitzvah of Tashbisu? Sheyehei ha-chametz mushbas is the mitzvah that the chametz should be destroyed. Make sure it is destroyed. V'im yesh lo chametz. And if I have chametz, chutz mimasha over alos asehi, to bal yirah, bal yimatzeh, besides the averos, over od al asay, I get, it's a bit al asay. I have chametz and I don't get rid of it. It's a bit al asay. V'im ein lo chametz, ein over balav. And if I don't have chametz, I don't get an avera. V'gam ha-mitzvah asay, mikayim, b'shev al taseh. And also the mitzvah asay of tashbis, so I can fulfill, b'shev al taseh. There's no action that's required. The mitzvah asay is making sure there is no chametz in my house. Kimo b'Shabbos v'yantif, just like on Shabbos, the asay of Shabbason on Yantif is not doing work. The ika asay the Shabbason b'asiyas malacha v'im avar v'asa malacha over b'asay v'losa asay v'im lo asa malacha. If I didn't do malacha on Shabbos, chutz mimasha lo avar al halav, I didn't violate lo sasa kol malacha. Kiim gam kin mitzvah asay the Shabbason. I also get a mitzvah asay of Shabbason. V'achanami ikar mitzvah kan shlo yecha mitzvah brishuso v'umushbas brishuso. Here too, the ikar mitzvah is to make sure chametz is added my rishus. Kamo mitzvah asay the Shabbason. The lo have kamo lava ba mechal asay deino makay mitzvah b'imeno over. Rak ba'over, he continues. But he says the first possibility is that this is a mitzvah that it's shev al taseh. You don't have to have. You don't have to make sure you have chametz in your rishus in order to destroy. No, you don't have to. And also nafkamina. What happens if I'm about to destroy my chametz and somebody else comes and bumps me away and destroys my chametz for me? Does he owe me asara zehuvim? Does he owe me 10 gold coins, which is the payment for a mitzvah, says the Gemara in Chulin? So, b'acher v'chatzvo b'yimeno b'yero. T'mevor b'choshe mitzvah sh'minshin pei beis. T'monea l'chavir la'asos mitzvah. Go shechotav b'yimeno mitzvahs kisui hadam. I'm about to kisui and I bump somebody else. Sarach l'shalim lo. So do we say that he has to pay me? So in this case, he would say, he does not have to pay me. Why? Because it is a mitzvah b'shev al tase. And what doesn't have to be? So you have many, a number of nafkamina that we mentioned. That's on the one hand. Or do I say just the opposite? O dilma, no, de mitzvah Allah b'kum v'aseh, de ashmez ha-chametz. It's a mitzvah to destroy the chametz actively. V'yem'ein lo chametz lo kiyem aseh. And if I don't have chametz, I'm not mekayim. Kamo, just like if I don't have a bag of a dal and konfos, I don't violate anything. Mikom makom lo kiyem ha-mitzvah. But still, I was not mekayim the mitzvah if I don't have chametz v'achanami. And here too, if somebody comes and bumps me away, so then he would owe me asar zehufim. These are a number of nafkamina. He also talks about mitzvah srichas kavana. There are other nafkaminas that would come up relating to this nafkamina. But that's the question of the Minchas Chinuch, and he has a number of nafkaminas related. But this might have to do a little bit underlying the idea that the Gemara here compares the mitzvah of destroying chametz and the Bayi Rabbi Matzah to the Isra of eating matzah. So is it comparing them in the conceptual realm as well? They're both kum va'asei averos, or, you know, it's not muchrach either way, but that's an important ha'ara. Reb Chaim suggests that maybe this is even a machlokas tanaim. It doesn't quote the Minchas Chinuch, but Reb Chaim suggests that it could be that this issue of how to understand the mitzvah of Teshvisu is a machlokas tanaim on Daf Chaf Aleph in the beginning of the next parak. The Rambam, the Gemara there, the Mishnah there, the Mishnah there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What is the mitzvah of destroying chametz? Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein biyur chametz el esreifa. It's going to come up as later on our Daf today. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn chametz. You have to burn it. And v'chachamim omrim, no, af mefare v'zora l'ruach u'matalayam. No, you could even just sprinkle it to the wind, matalayam, right, throw it into the yam. That is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which Hashem will talk about a lot when we get up to it also in the beginning of the next parak. Is there something fundamentally, qualitatively different between the shittas? Or no, it's just different ways to destroy. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to be a little more demonstrative. You have to actively destroy it. But Ladafka, that we should take it, be so, focused on that element of sreif. But Rabbi Rabbanan says, well, those are the, and there might even be a lechadchilo according to the Rabbanan to burn it, to be demonstrative. But there's nothing qualitatively different. Says Rabbi Chaim, there is something qualitatively different. Why does he say this? He gets it from a problem in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Eino loke mishum lo yirav lo yimatzei, ela im kein kana chametz bepesach. Ochim so. The Rambam says you only get malchus for bal yirav lo yimatzei if you bought chametz on Pesach or you made chametz on Pesach. But if I have chametz before Pesach and I just didn't get rid of it, then I don't get malchus because that is a lav she'ein bo maisa. Fine. The question that Reb Chaim asks is 1 minute. Even if it is, if I bought chametz on Pesach, isn't it a lav anita klasei? Because I could destroy the chametz, so I violate it. Why should I ever get malchus for bal yirav lo yimatzei? I could destroy the chametz. It's a lav anita klasei. Answers Reb Chaim, well, that goes to the root of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. And who does the Rambam paskin like? The Rambam paskins that the Rambam paskins that hashpasaso b'chol davar. We paskin like the Rabbanan. So what? Therefore, says the Rambam, therefore it's not a lav hanitak la'aseh. Wow, why not? Let's read Reb Chaim. Says Reb Chaim there on that Rambam. Let me find the lashon. Says it, Venira, Delo dummy ha mitzvah shal tashbisu, the hashpasaso b'chol davar, la mitzvah sreifa. Right? Don't compare the two. The mitzvah tashbisu, bishare hashpasos. If you hold like the Rabbanan, what does it mean that you can get rid of chametz in any way you want? It means that the point is just to get rid of it. It's the result that's important. The bishare ikar mitzvah shalo yehe labailim chametz. That's the ikar according to the Rabbanan. If you say the mitzvah is sreifa, though, there's an active obligation to demonstratively destroy the chametz. Masha einkein mitzvah so b'sreifa, havi mitzvah shachal b'chefsa. It's the destiny of this chametz to be burned. B'chefsa shal chametz, t'chala bo din sreifa. Ula inyan, he quotes other nafkaminas as well regarding this, but he says if this is the case, that is why the Rambam does not call this a lav anitak la'aseh. It's only nitak la'aseh if there's a real aseh, active aseh to get rid of the chametz. If it's just about make sure it's gone, that's not strong enough to be called a lav anitak la'aseh, and that's why the Rambam would say you would get malchus for bal yirav lo yimatzei in this regard. Okay, very important. Rambam and Reb Chaim, and he says as a machlokas tanoim on the issue of the menchas chinuch. So this was all though source number one. How do you know that us chamitz says usher on erev Pesach already? You know it from the two psukim, and rishon has to mean erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, v'eima l'rabos leil yudal l'biur. Once you're going back, why don't you go back even further and go back to the night before Pesach for biur? Why do we wait for the next morning? Bayom tziv. No, but it says bayom, right, tashbisu. V'eima mitzafra. So maybe it means from the morning. Maybe chametz is only usher. I'm sorry, right? We said, we're still talking about the Isidaraisa of Chametz. So maybe Chametz should be Usar, but Daraisa already in the morning, right when the dawn happens on Erev Pesach. Why is it only from Chatzos? Ach, Chilek. Ach determines, that there is a distinction. The word Ach is a Lashon of a Miut. Ach always means there's something split. So we say Erev Pesach is split. The afternoon is Asur Daraisa and Chametz, and the morning is not Asur Daraisa and Chametz. That's what Rashi says. Rashi has two days here. The first one is what I just said. Ach Barakin Miutin, Alma Mixas Hayo Mutter, Umixaso Asur. Part of the day is Mutter, part of the day is Asur. Umeata Yishlan Alachalik. And therefore, if it's half and half, so we say, okay, let's do it Chatzos. Chatzos, half afterwards is Asur and half before is Mutter. Rashi also then quotes another Deah. He says, there is the Gemara in Shabbos Kufdalad. We call this then the code. Kufdalad, the code of the Jewish, of the Jewish language. All the secrets of the Aleph Beis are on that daf. The Gemara goes through, if you remember, Aleph Beis, Alev Bina, Gimel Dalad, Gimel Dalim, every letter. But then also it has certain types of codes that are used. Adbash is probably the most common one. But also there is a type of code that every seven letters connect to each other. So there Rashi quotes, Aleph Chesamach, Beis Tes Ayin, Gimel Yud Fei Vachulu. So in that system of switching around the letters, Aleph is Ches, and Chaf is Sadi. So Ach means Chet, is an arrow that you shoot and that you split. So that's another Deah, that Achilek, it's Chet, it's like an arrow that can be split. Okay, that's Rashi in two days. But again, we have our first source. How do you know Chametz is usher on Erev Pesach? Interesting discussion. When we say Chametz is usher in my house, do I violate every second that I don't get rid of it? Or it's once I look back after not getting rid of it, so then I violate. Similar question is asked by Bris Milah. When is the machlokas Rambam Raivin at the beginning of Bris Milah? When is somebody chayev kares? Only when they die and they didn't get Bris Milah? Or is there every second there's a chalos chayev kares on the baby or on the person when they get older? So this seems to be a machlokas achronim. If you look in the Magen Avram in Hilchos Pesach and Simin Tav Mem Dalet. Tough Mem Dalad. The Magen Avram writes, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, if somebody's going to do a Dvar Mitzvah and they forgot, they wore a Mevat, they didn't get rid of their Chametz. Haholech Bayom Yud Dalad Dvar Mitzvah, it's Erev Pesach and I'm going to do a Dvar Mitzvah. I'm going to mal my son. Lamulas Beno. There's a Moel in the next town. There's none in my town, so I'm taking my son to mal him in the next town. Olech Olsudas Erisin, Bebeis Chamav, Viniskar Shiesh Lachametz Bebeis. So I remember I have Chametz in my house. Right, this Gemara is going to come up later on. So in, says the Shulchan Aruch. Im yachol lachzor bebeiso ulevaer v'lachzor lemitzvaso. If you could go back to your house, destroy your chametz, and then come back and do the mitzvah, then that's what you should do, because you could do both yachzor v'yevaer v'im lav. And if you can't go back and take care of it and then do the mitzvah, so then just yivatzlenu belibo, just be mevatel wherever you are. Do bittel gets rid of all your abayimatzei. That's good enough. Right. The Magen Avraham says, "V'makam mitzvah ukmuad araisa." You're right. We need bedika and getting rid of it actually on a durabana level, but bedaraisa bitu ba'al masagi, as we said on yesterday's daf. So therefore, in this circumstance where we don't want you to lose the mitzvah, that's why you can be mavatalit, do the didaraisa, and then keep going to your mitzvah. But then the Magen Avraham continues, "Umashma she'imu mitchila shava v'lamala." What if it's Erev Pesach after Chatzos already? So you can't do bittel. Why? Because it's not yours anymore. The Isra of Chametz already kicked in. You can't do bittel. So mashma, dimu mitchilas sha'avav alamala, de'eno birshuso levatel, yachzor miyad. You either have to go back and get rid of it. If you can, you can at least be mevatel it here. But what if you can't be mevatel? It's ready on Erev Pesach, so you could go back and get rid of it, but then you're going to lose the mitzvah. Says the Magen Avraham, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, so you lose the mitzvah. Lose the mitzvah better than not violating the Bir Chametz. V'kein mashma v'rambam, mishum daha, and why is this? Dahai asay, v'hai asay. Right, doing the mitzvah is an asay, and doing getting rid of chametz is an asay. V'asay de tashpisu chametz tvei, but the asay of tashpisu is more stringent, says the Magen Avraham, shekol shaita over a love. You violate every second. That's the language of the Magen Avraham. Mashe ein kein b'mila, v'inach, unlike mila and the other mitzvahs and sudas, you violate every second, so you do a little later. We discussed this yesterday, about Sarizos being part of the mitzvah or not, but this is the sheet of the Magen Avraham, that you violate not fulfilling tashbisu every second is a bittul. And then the Magen Avraham ends up by saying, well, by meis mitzvah, that'll be an exception. Meis mitzvah could beat out bir chametz, but not the others. Mikamakam nearly the meis mitzvah adif me'ashbasas chametz. It's adif the hadachi afilu pesach sheish lo kares fine simin tafresh peizayin v'chulu. An amazing chiddush. So the Magen Avraham holds if it's erev interprets the Shulchan Aruch. If it's erev pesach and I won't have time to keep doing bris milah and going back, I go back and get rid of my chametz, even though the bris milah is going to be tomorrow. That's the shita of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha, and on the Bir Halacha, in the Shara Tziyun. Bir Halacha, whip out everyone. Whip out Chelek Hay of the Mishnah Brura. Chelek Dalad was with us for a couple of months. Chelek Gimel and Dalad have been with us for months. Shabbos and Erevin, but now we're into Chelek Hay. Psachim says the Shar HaTziyun in Tav Mem Dalad on that Magen Avraham. He quotes, Va'ayin v'achronim shegimgimu b'dvarav. There was some achronim that were upset. How can the Magen Avraham say this? You forget, you push off Mila for Bir Chametz. Shei Mila gamkin achiyah b'chol islamu. You say, oh, Tashbisa is every second. So Mila is also every second. Look at the Rambam and the Raivan at the beginning of Bris Mila. Every second you don't do Mila. Says the Shara Tzion, sorry, I agree with the Magen Avraham. Ulaniyaz daiti at tzedekim ha-Magen Avraham. She b'mila af shechiyuv b'yom ha-shmini, even the chiyuv is on day 8, mikom makom, zmanahu kol hayom. Really, the mitzvah is all day. It has to do with our sugya yesterday. Elish has reason makdimin. There's reason makdimin the mitzvahs. Masha enkin ha'aseh de tashbisu. Tashbisu is not a din in the day. Meal is a din in the day. So really, the whole day is equal. But he said, Masha enkin ha'aseh de tashbisu, hu maskel tekef lachar chatzos. He starts right after chatzos. V'im kein chiyuv ha'kodem. V'af ta'al yedei zeh sheyeva'er. Memela yidacheh lebasof hamila al yom acher. Even though the Brazil is going to be pushed off to the next day, and that for sure is Amila Bismana, less Lanba, it still doesn't matter. Bir Chametz wins. V'gama b'mila shelo bismana. Shebichiv kol rega b'rega. And even if it's a mila shelo bismana that you're going to do, mikom makom lo dami laseit tashpisu tilenin chametz dechsev ach v'yamarishon yafina minasha also lios chametz beis Yisrael mechatzelos ayom shelar pesach at close zayin imei pesach. The whole time period is one unit. It is forever a broken day. Mila, you do it a day late, it's okay. It's okay to do it a day late if you have this counter pressure. Right, we push off Mila for other reasons also. Let's say a baby is born late Friday night. Late, I don't know, 50, 20 minutes after Shkia. During Ben Hashmashas. So when do we do the Mila? We do the Mila when it's a sure wrong day. We do it on Sunday. We don't do it on Friday because maybe it's too early. We don't do it on Shabbos because maybe it's not a Mila Bismana. So we do it on Sunday, which is for sure wrong day. But you know what? It's okay. What can you do? You have counter pressure. So to hear, says the Mishnah Brura, I am a Magen Avraham fan in this regard, that Tashbisu is unique. It's every second, and you have to make sure that one does not violate. Okay. Says the Gemara. Next source. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. So we had one source now. How do you know the Isser of Chametz kicks in on Erev Pesach? So we had, it's based on a Svara. Rishon means an Erev Pesach. And Ach means that it is Chatzos. Good. So Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, next source. Tana. Matzinu Yudalad Shenikra Rishon. We find Yudalad, the 14th, called Rishon, Shenamar. Bar Rishon, forget having to one pasuk in line to the other pasuk. No, it says, Bar Rishon, Bar Baso, Yom HaChodesh. Even though the simple interpretation is that Bar Rishon there means in the first month, But it could also mean on another level of interpretation, Barishon, which is Barbosa Yom HaChodesh. Okay, second source. Number three, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Rishon Demei Kara Mashma. Not based on Svara, but based on a pasuk. Rishon can mean earlier. Achbayim Rishon on the earlier day on Erev Pesach to Amar Kra. Harishon Amal Adam Tivaleid. Eov asks rhetorically, "Was you born before man?" Meaning that's it. It can't get earlier than that, right? It wasn't born before Adam. Before Adam Arishon, and therefore you see, Rishon means earlier. Elameata, 1 minute. So you're telling me Rishon always means earlier? So what about by Sukkis? Ulakachtem lachem bayam Arishon. Hachanami Rishon demeikar mashma. Right? He said, so lachem lachem, does that mean you shake a lulav on Erev Sukkis? So again, it's just my pashtus, this is only a linguistic issue. But sometimes you could always say linguistic issues reflect, important, ideas about the mitzvos. Maybe the Gemara here is asking, is there any idea, is there a havamina that just like chametz could come before Pesach, lulav could come before Sukkis? Maybe that's what the Gemara is really asking here, not just a word game. So the Gemara says, no. Shaini hasam dechsiv usmachtam lefnei Hashem lokechem shevas yamim. It says, simcha in front of Hashem for 7 days, meaning with a lulav, mashvi, shvi, lachag, just like the seventh day is the seventh day of Sukkis. So too, the first day here means the first day of Sukkis, meaning no concept of lulav before Sukkis. So the Gemara says, okay, hachanamik siv. What do you mean here too? It says, ach bayam arishon tashpisu shivas yamim masos tochelu. Here, the seventh day also means the seventh day of Pesach. So how could rishon mean earlier? Same kin nechtav kra rishon. No, here it doesn't say rishon. Ha rishon. I mean, I look at the Amran. It says ha rishon. So ha rishon can mean, earlier as well, the Erev. So, Ihachi, Hasam Nami, Harishon, Lamali. What do you mean? By Sukkot also it says Harishon. So again, there shouldn't be a difference between them. Visu also, Hasam Dechsib, Bayom Harishon Shabbason, or Yom Hashemini Shabbason. Eim Harishon, Demei Kara Mashma. Also over there, it says, we should say by Pesach, we should say that means Mei Kara Mashma. So everything should go on, if you're saying Rishon is always Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkot, everything should go by the first days. You should have an Isser Malacha then too. Not just the mitzvos. So where is it known? Shani hasam to amakro, but yomashmini shabbason. It says the eighth day is shabbason. Mashmini shvi lachag. Abrishon rishon lachag. No, if there the eighth day of Sukkis is eighth to the yontif, so the first must be the first of the yontif, not before. Harishon lamali. So what do you mean harishon? We said, doesn't that prove something else? Limute cholo shel moed. Period. Maybe harishon is to exclude cholo moed. Meaning there's no isser malacha on cholo moed. There's only an isser malacha on the first and the last days of the Yantif. Let's finish up and then we'll come back to Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed, Rishon Mishmini Nafka, you don't need a Har Rishon to exclude Chol HaMoed. It already says in the Pasuk, only day one and day eight of an Isra Malacha. So obviously the days in between don't. The Gemara says Isra. No, you still need an extra Pasuk. Sakadat Achamina, Hoel, the Katz of Rachmanu, Ubayom HaShmini. Vav Mosef Alinyan Rishon, since it says Ubayom HaShmini, so you might think that Vav is connecting day 8 to the prior, preceding days. The Afilu Bechalosha Mawait, even Chalosha Mawait has an Isser Malacha, Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, it does not have an Isser Malacha. So that's why you needed the extra. Vav might have included it, and that's why we have the Ha to exclude it. Says the Gemara. Velo Lifta Rachmana Lo Vav Alo Hey. So I just leave both out. You're telling me, oh, because of the Vav, you need the Hay. So leave out the Vav and leave out the Hay. You don't need either of them. And the Su, and also Hasan Dechsiv, Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, Rishon Demei Kara Mashma. So what about over there by Pesach? Another Pasuk. Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. So you should say Rishon there means Erev. So we're stuck. Well, you see all these Rishons. You have a lot more Rishons besides the one by Chametz. So we end up saying, Ella, Hani, Shlosha, Rishon, Miboile, look at the Tani, the Verab Yishmael. No, these three extra Rishons are not, Rashi says, Lav l'mashma utev ka'asu. They're not coming to teach me anything. They're not coming to teach me a halacha. Ella, what are they coming to teach me? The Tani, the Verab Yishmael. They're coming to teach me an agadata, alluding to an idea. Bischar shlosha rishon, zachlu b'shlosha rishon. Bischar, keeping all these mitzvahs of rishon, we were zochet, Pesach and Chametz, right, we're zochet to the following three rishons. Lahachris, zaro shel Esav. We get b'schus the rishon, we get to destroy the zaro of Esav, which we haven't done yet, it's not going to be done until ki yad al keska, right, until the As the Rashi says, they end the parashat b'shalach, that until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and Amalek is destroyed, and Amalek, who is from Esav, till they're destroyed, Hashem's kisei is not going to be shalim, right? The Aleph is missing from that word kisei. Just parenthetically, there are three psukim in the Torah where you have five words in a row, each two-letter words. Each two-letter words. So if you want to think about it for a minute, you can stop the tape now, but if not, I'll mention it. Ki yad al keska is one pasuk. It's at the end of Parashat B'Shalach. Then she has by the birth of Binyamin, ki gam ze loch ben. Also five words in a row with two letters. And also you have at the end of Parashat Bereishis, you have es she Noach, es shem es chum ve es yafes. Right at the beginning of Noach, it doesn't work because you have es shem ve es chum ve es yafes. But I think it's at the end of Bereishis, you have Noach. S shame S chum. So you have five in a row. Anyway, that's the Pukyarok case cup, but that's what we daven for. Lahak Razar Shal Esav. Esav and his descendant Amalek will be destroyed, and the Kisei will get the Aleph. And so the three Rishons, will we keep our three Rishons? Well, we'll be Zochet the three Rishons. Lahak Razar Shal Esav, Labinyan Beis Hamigdash, Ulishmo Shal Mashiach. Where do we say these three are called Rishons? Lahak Razar Shal Esav, Dechsiv, Ayesei HaRishon Admoni. Kulo Kadera Seyar, so you see Esav is called Rishon. Lebinya Beis HaMikdash, Dechsev, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Kisei Kavod Marom Me Rishon, Makom Mikdashenu. Ulishmo Shal Mashiach, Dechsev Rishon Letzion Hinei Heinam. Right, the first Tetzion Hinei Heinam, you see there, Shmo Shal Mashiach is also called. Though two out of those three are also two out of the seven items that we're going to have Beit Hashem in a couple of weeks. The Gemara has later on here, right here, Maseches Tzachim, the seven items that were created before the world was created. Right, the Gemara says here on Daf Nun Vavarso, not going to look for it now, but Nun Vavarso, Nun Zayin, exactly the seven items that were created before the Nun Dalet. I'm sorry, Nun Dalet and Aleph. Gemara has the seven items that were created before the world was created. Torah, Tshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenna, Kisei, Akavet, Beis HaMikdash, Moshe Mashiach. Two out of the three that we have here. The Marsha here discusses, is there a connection between these three and those three? So the Marsha here describes that destroying Shvisa on Pesach and not working on Pesach is reminding us of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he's going to be Machrez Arshal Amalek. Amalek attacked us right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there's a connection between Yisra Malach and Amalek, and then destroying Chametz is Zecher to the Sa'ar, the Chametz is the Sa'ar Sheba Isa, it's the Yitzhahara, it's the Sitcha Achra, that's Saro Shal Esav, Vechulu. And then we have the third one, he says the Mitzvah of Luav is on Rishon, and that's Simcha, and that's the Simcha of Mashiach. Okay, so the Marsha tries to connect the three and the three. But just going back for a minute, we mentioned along the way that we needed exclusions for Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed not being a part of the regular Durabanan. So Chol HaMoed, we're going to have a separate shiur on the idea of Chol HaMoed, and I owe you that be'in shiur about tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and whether Chol HaMoed is an os or not in that regard, but Hashem, we will get there. But there is a major machokas rishonim, whether the Isra Malach on Chol HaMoed, the context of our Gemara, is the Arais or Durabanan. Major machokas rishonim. Some rishonim hold that Isra Malach of Chol HaMoed is only Durabanan. Look at the Torah. The Torah contrasts. The Torah has first and last day, and not Chol HaMoed, not the intermediate day. So why should you bring him? Where's the Makor for Nisa Malach and Chol HaMoed? Plus the fact that there are so many Heterim. We have five Heterim of Malach and Chol HaMoed. Right, the first page of Chelek Vav of the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Torah, and that's him in Tav Kof Lamed. Discusses the five Heterim of Davar HaAvid and Uman Shein Lo Mayochal and Sarchei Rabim. If it's an Isurei d'Oraisa, how could you have all of those Heterim? It sounds like it's Durabanan. So that's why many Rishonim hold it is Durabanan. But other Rishonim say, no, it is possibly an Isur d'Oraisa. It doesn't say it in the Torah anywhere. Okay, you'll learn it out from, read between the lines that it is in the Torah. If it's an Isur d'Oraisa, so how do we have all of these Heterim? So the answer is, this is one of the examples, right? The Gemara says it, and Tosfos expands upon it. Masra hakasav lechachamim. The Torah says, d'oraisa it is asur, and the Rabbanan have to figure out exactly what are the parameters of those isurim. It's not that it's asur, and the Rabbanan are coming and uprooting the isur. No, the Rabbanan are saying that this isur does not apply. The Torah does not mean it to apply in certain cases, whenever there are one of these five heterim. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha summarized all of the Rishonim at the beginning of Tav Kuf Lamed. The Bir Halacha says, Yesh Ovrim Shumi Derabanan. That's the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivan and Tosfos Chagiga Yurches and the Bahag v'chulu 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 and the Riaz and Shigim Baram and the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Tur. Ulam LeNeged Zeh Yesh Haber Rishon the Sfira Leidu Daraisa. The Rif Shehevi Atur. And he quotes the She'iltos and the Eshkol and the Ritz Gaius and the Rashbam and Arvei Pesachim and Pashi says, I think Rashi holds that way and the Shevali Aleket. So there are many, many Rishonim on both sides of the issue. That's why it's not clear when you have a Safek on Malachas Chalamoi. That's what the Bir Halacha says. You can't just be Mekel. It's not just Durabanan. Lefi das kol aposkem eiluk. She's damin. He's a suffik b'malechas chalamoid. Levad right tzarach lahachmir to suffik b'shel Torah. Right, big nafkamina. Whether it is a doraisa or a durabanan. Either way, it is definitely not exactly like the other days of Yontif. It is chol also, even though it's moed. It is chol. We have to take it very seriously. Right? Many mefarshim say that Rishonim say on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos that mevazes hamoados ein lochel chol maba. What is mevazes hamoados chol moed? They're not taking chol moed seriously. So that's an important discussion. Anyway, this was all another source relating to how do you know that the Isra of Chameid starts on Erev Pesach? We go weiter. Rava Amar Mehaka is from the following. There's an Isser Daraisa in Shmos, in Mishpatim, I think. Don't shecht your Karman Pesach when you still have Chametz in your house. So when's the mitzvah of Karman Pesach? Erev Pesach. So it's got to be an Isser of Chametz already in the house if it's related to Karman Pesach. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Kochad Dachad. Maybe it goes by whenever anybody shechts their Karban Pesach. You're shechting yours in the ninth hour, so that's when your Isser starts. If it's in the sixth hour, that's when your Isser starts. Maybe it's not an objective shear. Says the Gemara, Ki shachit zman shchita amrachmana. No, when it says shchita, it means zman shchita. Right, the Gemara is that, no, you can't say, halacha is not based on personal zmanim. No, it's Zman Shchita. Zman Shchita is in Bein Arbayim. So therefore, that's when the Isser must kick in. It's an amazing Havamina. What was the Havamina? The Isser of Chametz would be personal, going by every person. Whenever you shech your Karman Pesach, that's when your Isser of Chametz kicks in. That's an amazing Havamina. Of course, we don't pask in that way, but that's the Havamina. Tanya Amihach, we also learned that a Braisa, a couple of these suggestions were also said there. Ach, Bayam Rishon Tashmiz Army Batechem. You have to destroy your Chametz. May Erev Yantiv O Eino Ela Biyantiv Atzmo. This is an Erev Yantiv or an Yantiv itself. Tamalomar Losishchet Al Chamis Tam Zivchi Losishchet Al Pesa Pesa Balen Al Chamis Kayam Div Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel's Makar is the one that Rava just quoted. Rava quotes Rabbi Shmuel's Makar. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva quotes a different Makar we never had yet. Eino Tzarech Harei Omer Ach Bayam Arishin the Shvisar Mi Batechem. The pasuk says, but on the first day destroy your Chametz Viksiv. So it says you have to burn your chametz, you have to destroy your chametz on the first day. But it also we know there's always an Isser Malacha that day. So there's an Isser Malacha. How could you be allowed to destroy your chametz? Umatzil lavarish ya malacha, and burning one's chametz is an Isser Daraisa. It's one of the lametas malachas. So says Rabbi Akiva, if the Torah says Isser Malacha, and the Torah says you have to destroy it on the first day, it must not mean the first day. It must mean the previous day. So we're going to talk a lot about Rabbi Akiva Shita on the top of the next Amud. Let's hold off though for a minute. Rabbi Yossi Omrei Nosarach. Rabbi Yossi has no a different Makar. Hari Omer Ach Bayam Marisha the Shvi'is Army Batechem. The Erev Yantav Oinu Ela Biyantav. Does that Bayam Marisha mean first day or Erev? Tamalomar Ach Chilek. It means, achilek, you have to split it. V'ibi yantav atzmo mishari. And you can't split on the day of yantif. As we had on the top of the Amud. So when you split a day, it must be the Erev day is split, and not the first day of the holiday. Okay, three different sources in the Braisa. But Amar Rava, Rava says, let's get back to Rabbi Akiva for a minute. Rabbi Akiva is amazing. We could have a couple of hours of shir about each topic the Gemara is about to bring up. Rabbi Akiva holds Tashbisu requires burning, and you can't burn on Yantav because it's a malacha. So Shma Mina Tlas. Shma Mina means Rabbi Akiva Tlas. You learn three things from the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Shma Mina, number one, in Biyar Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. It must be Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, like we mentioned before, because if he holds that you could destroy it in any other way, so So do it on Yantif, you're not violating a malacha. The fact that he says there's a conflict here, it must mean that he requires you to destroy it in a malacha way, which is sreifa. Vishmami na havar lachalik yasas. And number two, it must be that heals havar lachalik yasas. What is this? This is, if you remember, back to Maseches Shabbos. We know the Torah hardly mentions any of the malachas explicitly. Right? One or two or three of them. That's it. Most of them, it just says, lo sasaka malacha. We have one, it says, lo savaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem. One of them, it says, in parashas Vayakhel, that you're not allowed to light fire. Another one, it also says, hotza'ah. Okay, once in a while, it says a couple. But why does it go out of its way to say the malacha of lighting a fire? Right? It doesn't say any of the other malachas, basically. So, that's a machlokes tanoim. One opinion holds that it's to teach us havara l'lav yatzas. L'lav yatzas means lighting a fire is different than all the other averis. Lighting a fire, there's no misa and skila. All it is a lav. It's a losa asay. That's the lav yatzas. The other sheet, what the Gemara here quotes, is lachalik yatzas. It's to teach us, nothing specifically about fire, but it's to teach us that each malacha is its own entity. And therefore, if I would do 20 malachas on Shabbos, bishogeg, because I didn't know they were usher, I would bring 20 karbanos. That's lachalik yatzas, that each one stands on its own. So the fact here that Rabbi Akiva says that you wouldn't be able to destroy it on the yantiv, it must be healed. The chalik yatzas, that it's a real malacha. Tosfos says on top, mi dekari la av malacha, because he calls it an av malacha, and each malacha is its own strong entity, and therefore you wouldn't be able to destroy it on yantiv. Number two. Number three, vishmami no, and must be, what do you mean lighting a fire? Aren't you allowed to light a fire on yantiv? Right, we know the principle. It's malacha zochon nefesh, and don't we say Gemara in Beit Suyud Beis that not only could you light a fire for cooking, but once you say you can light a fire, you can light a fire for any reason. It must be Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of that. Lo amrina, we don't say hol v'chutra havar letzarech chutra nami shelo letzarech, and this would be considered shelo letzarech because it's not benefit ochon nefesh, it's not for you, and therefore it would not be allowed. So each of these are major. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz here asks an interesting question. He says, why don't you say asi dechalosa say? The asay of tashpisu is docha the los asay of yantif. So why not? Because yantif is an asay and a los asay. And ein asay docha los asay vasay. Okay, each of these are very crucial topics though. Okay, though, we continue. Taner Rabbanan, Shivas Yamim, Sorli, Yimatzi, Bafatechev. Now we have a long brisa, and then we're going to talk about each section in the coming sections of the Gemara. So let's just do the brisa first. Taner Rabbanan, we'll make one or two comments. Shivas Yamim, Sorli, Yimatzi, Bafatechev. The Isra of Lo Yimatze, Mata Malomar, Valo Kfar Nemar. What do you mean? But it already said. The Pnei Yeshua says, doesn't really already say, it's the next parak, but it also says, V'alikfar ne'emar lo yira elecha sa'or, v'lo yira elecha chametz, b'chol gvulecha, right, you can't, it says v'alira. So the first pasuk says, lo yimatze, in your house, so what is the extra pasuk of lo yira, in your borders, come to teach me, l'fisha ne'emar lo yira elecha sa'or, because it says, you can't see sa'or, shelecha yata ro'e, aval ata ro'e shelecha yimishal gavoha, to teach me that you only violate by Rabbi Yimatze, by your chametz, but not by others. Others here means non-Jews, and gavoa means hektish. Which type of hektish? We'll have to come back to that. Let's just read the brisa. Yochol yatzmin v'yakav al pikdoros ben anachri. I might think, therefore, that I could be matzmin. I could take my own chametz and just hide it. So it's law, I'm not violated by yirah. Or I could take pikdonos. I could take mashkones from nachri, and it's not a problem because it's not really mine. Tamalomar lo yimatzei. So I'll have to see, also expand upon what that means. Ainly, when do I say it's mutter? By it to take the non-Jew stuff. Ainly, ela nachri shelo kivashto ve'ein shari mcha b'chatzer. When do I say that it is, I'm sorry, when it is asur, that's only by a nachri, that I do not dominate, and he is not in my control. Ve'ein sharim chabachatzer. How do I know it's even nachri shekivashav sharim chabachatzer minayin? How do I know it's even usur to have property of a goy that I'm in control of? The Gemara is going to ask later on. It seems to be just the opposite order, meaning it should be more usur if I control the nachri, that it's more mine. But in the Gemara, it seems to say the opposite direction. So I'll have to come back to that. Ainli, Elisha Bebatechen, this is all only usur by Rabbi Yimatze if it's in your house. Biboros, Beshichenu Ma'aros, if you have bores or pits or caves, says the Ritva, that are not in your house, but it's out on your property, how do you know that's also usur? Minai, Tamalomar, Bechog Vulecha. V'yadayin on Yomer, continues the Brisa. Bibatim over Mishem Bal Yerabba Yimatze, Ubal Yatminu Paikav Vekdoz Ben Anachri. The pasuk that teaches me about Bibatechen, that teaches me all of these
these halachas. You can't hide your chametz v'chulu. Bigvulin, the other pasuk teaches me, meaning, how do I know to put each halacha by the other ones? By the other pasuk also. Meaning, houses and gvulin have both the same halachas. Just like all of those halachas apply to the pasuk by batim, af saor hamer bigvulin over mishum by yirah by yimatzei by yadin mekam pekdos ben anachri. Both of those apply by gvulin too. And the other way, umas saor hamer bigvulin shalacha yataroeh aval taroeh shalachem mishal gavoha. Just like saor that says bigvulin, those halachas apply there. Af saor hamer bebatim shalacha yataroeh aval taroeh shalachem mishal gavoha. Period. That is all one big brisa, which Beit Hashem we will talk about in a Kol Mitzvah probably tomorrow. Just wanted to end with one other ha'ara, and that is the Rashi. It's a very crucial Rashi. Rashi here says, we've discussed this Rashi in other contexts, which hekdish do you not violate by your Rabbi Yimatzi by? Rashi says, v'shel gavoha, a little innocuous comment, im hikdisham lebedek habayis. If you are makdish it to bedek habayis, we know there are two types of hekdish. Hekdish, what's called kachi mizbeach, also called kachi aguf, and kachi bedek habayis. So Rashi here says, for some reason, only kachi bedek habayis is not, you don't violate by Rabbi Yimatzi, but not kachi aguf. The answer is, why not? What's the difference? So we had a Daf Be'in shir about this. Reb Chaim develops the idea based on a stir in Gemara and Baba Kama that kachi bedek habayis and kachi mizbeach work very differently. Kachi mizbeach, legally, it's still mine. I imbue it with Kedusha. This animal is now going to be given as a korban, but legally, it's still mine. According to Rashi, I would still violate by Rabbi Yimatzi if I give some flour or whatever it is as a korban. Masha Enkin, Kachi Bedek Abayis, you know how that Kedusha generates? I am makdish it. I give it Dine Mominus status of Beis HaMikdash. Memela Kedusha is chal on it. Right, that is many, many rayas to that, but that's what Rashi seems to say here. You only not violate by Rabbi Yimatzi if it's Bedek Abayis, because it's Kachim Mizbeach, it's yours. Just to quote one Rambam, who says this? The Rambam says this, based on the Gemara, the Rambam in Erechin. We mentioned, the Rambam in Hilchas Erechin says it, Kim'at Beferish. The Rambam says, if I have something that's already Kodesh, and I want to make it more Kadosh, if it's Mizbeach and I want to make it Kache, Bedek Abayis, or vice versa, can I do that? Says the Rambam, if it's Kachim Mizbeach, I can make it into Kachi Bedek Habayis. But if it's Kachi Bedek Habayis, I cannot make it into Kachi Mizbeach. Why not? Ein Adam Oser, Ein Adam Makdish Davar She'enu Shelo. That's the Rambam in Vav Ches and Hilchas Arachin. What does that mean? Because once it's Kachi Bedek Habayis, it's not mine. It's Ein Adam Makdish Davar She'enu Shelo. And that is why, says the Rambam, you're not allowed to be Makdish Kachi Bedek Habayis, it's not yours. Okay, there's a lot more in that sugya, but please listen on the OU website, the Daf Be'in Shir, about that. From a few months ago, a few years ago maybe, and Hashem, we will continue. Again, as I said, I'm going to try to get a day ahead, but I'm still on a backlog, so please bear with me.